The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I hope you all enjoyed the first hour. Kicking off the second hour, I have Axel Merck on the line with me from Merck Investments. Axel is one of my go-to people when I have questions on the movement in currencies. We've been chatting with Axel now for a few years, bringing him on the show. And Axel, with some of the news that's come out in the past couple of weeks, first off with the ECB announcing a QE program, the Fed pretty much done with their QE program, at least in the next couple months, and now we're seeing weakness in the pound simply because of this possible Scottish independence vote. Axel, to kick it off, let's start with the euro and your outlook on the euro.
Great to be with you. If you're not confused, you're not paying attention. Mr. Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank, is working hard to be convincingly irrational. And the reason I say that is that many have heard that they want to have this massive ABS purchase program, asset-backed securities purchase program. The problem is there's no ABS market in Europe. There used to be one until 2008. Draghi would like to create a new one. Then he says, I'm going to buy covered bonds. That's a European creation. There's actually a market there, but there's nothing wrong in that market. What Draghi wants, he wants a weaker euro, and he's been getting that. Now, one of the challenges, though, is if you look a little bit below the cover at real interest rates, so interest rates after inflation, I don't know how many of you are aware, is that real interest rates in the eurozone are actually much higher than in the U.S. They're only slightly negative in Europe, and they're significantly negative in the U.S. And by the way, they have become more negative in the U.S. And so while everybody talks about this exit in the U.S., real interest rates are falling, and Janet Yellen has kind of promised to be late in raising rates. We'll hear more in a few days when the FOMC meets. But everybody's pricing in that the Fed is going to be so down hawkish, and everybody else around the world bends over backwards that they want to have lower rates. The Japanese, the Brits, even the Australians and the New Zealanders that have higher rates are trying to talk their currencies down. So they're working hard to debase their currency. And in the short term, of course, they have been successful. And the reason is they're trying to convince the markets the rates are going to be lower for longer. The problems the Europeans have is they cannot induce inflation as easily as we can do it in the U.S. I'll be glad to expand as to why that's happening. But I'll pass it back to you for now.
All right, Axel. Well, as you mentioned, there is the FOMC announcement coming next week. The U.S. dollar has continued to go upward simply because, based on all the other currencies, it's looking the strongest out there right now. In your eyes, how's the pound going to do with this Scottish vote coming up? And relate it all back to the U.S. dollar, if you think it can continue to show this strength.
Sure. Well, I think what the pound shows is a broader phenomenon that goes way beyond the currency markets. We live in an environment where everything appears to be risk-free or not risky. Central banks have compressed risk premia, to use a technical term, which means junk bonds yield nothing, stocks are not volatile anymore, risky assets are cheap. The sterling, that's the context it is in, the British sterling, the currency, has not been volatile. It appeared to be quote-unquote safe. What happens in this environment is that suddenly we realize, well, the world isn't safe. Somebody woke up, the Scots are voting for independence. Well, that's been known for a long, long time. But what happens is we compress risk, we try to kind of not look at it, and then it bursts out into the open. And so the sterling, from the least risky major currency, it jumped to be the riskiest. And so suddenly everybody is scrambling, oh my God, what's happening? And I think the reason why that's relevant is because that can happen in any asset class. That can happen in the stock market, that can happen in the bond market. And guess what? That's usually bad for asset prices. So stocks can plunge if somebody suddenly realizes, oh my God, there's risk out there in the world. Now, more specifically, the Scots would love to be independent, but they're realizing that it might be a little expensive. And so some are hesitant. When they're actually at the booth, I doubt they're going to vote for independence. But One of the things we should also remember is it really so bad for the sterling if they do decide to be independent? Because Scotland is 10% of the economy in the UK. The banks have now said they'll move the headquarters to London to the extent they haven't done that yet. So if anything, there's a capital flight to London. That's usually not a negative for the currency. What is negative, of course, is that if they were to vote for independence, it might topple the government in London, and there's uncertainty out there. But generally speaking, they're making a lot of fuss about it. The Brits are the other major bank that may raise rates. And in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Carney raises rates before we do in the U.S. And so we like the sterling, especially that the price has come down. And if anything, the good news is we now have two currencies, both the euro and the sterling, that have sold off. And so we see some buying opportunities there. For the euro, maybe we want to hold off just a little bit longer. But if somebody wants to speculate ahead of that quote-unquote event risk, I think that may well turn out to be very positive for the sterling when the vote is out.
So, Axel, to sum up what you were saying in an investment aspect, that you don't think that these two currencies, especially the sterling, it sounds like, will continue to fall simply because they already have, and I don't think the dollar is looking all that strong, that it should just continue to scream upwards, correct?
Yes, everybody thinks the dollar is going to go through the roof. Everybody thinks the U.S. rates are going to rise. Everybody thinks the Europeans are going to have massive quantitative easing. Everybody thinks that all the other currencies are going down the drain. The reality is usually more nuanced. That doesn't mean everything is great in Europe, everything is horrible in the U.S., but when valuations are at extremes, well, you create a trading opportunities. And so if somebody talks down the sterling because of the elections in the UK, that's an opportunity. Then similarly, I would be very hesitant to pile my money into the dollar with the rise it has had, because I think everybody's talking at the Fed, for example, oh, they have to get rid of the statement that rates will stay low for an extended period or for considerable period, they say. But who cares when that quote-unquote liftoff is? What we care about is what is the rate path going to be? What is the long-term policy? And the problem is they have no clue at the Fed, and they're not communicating it. But in the meantime, the market is interpreting all kinds of things, and I think the market has gotten way ahead of itself.
Now, Axel, not only being a currency expert, you do also run a gold fund that is fully convertible into gold coins and bars. Relating this all to gold and silver and the price movements, we've seen gold falling in dollar terms, but in euro, yen terms, it's actually holding its own and going up a little bit. What's your long-term forecast on gold?
Yes, so we manage the Merck Gold Trust. OUNZ is the symbol of that. The reason we put that product in the market is not because of a Scottish vote or Ukrainian crisis or this or that. It's because we believe that we are going to have negative real interest rates for an extended period of time. We think that if the quote-unquote new normal is 2%, we're going to have financial repression as far as the eye can see, a financial repression being kind of a code word for negative real interest rates. I don't think we can afford positive real interest rates, and the reason that's relevant for the price of gold is because gold obviously does not pay any dividend or interest, which is better than negative interest on a real basis, meaning on an after inflation basis, and that's why we like gold in the medium to long term. What's been interesting is that gold has been coming down here a little bit, but has not accelerated on the downside, and the reason I say that is that a lot is driven by technicals these days, so you would have thought that somebody would have dived in, and I think the key reason for that is that the folks that own gold these days are very strong hands. You only buy gold if you like it. Whereas the folks that buy the S&P, buy stocks, they buy to keep up with the market. So from that point of view, I happen to think that the markets are far more vulnerable these days than gold is.
Axel, I have to say, sounding a lot like a lot of the other commentators that we bring on, there are so many questions on the conventional markets out there and how long they can continue upward. We saw on Friday a pullback. Actually, the whole week, the conventional markets ended the week down. Who knows if that's a sign to come? We do have the FOMC meeting announcement, at least, coming next week. Stocks typically rise going into that. But we're coming really, really close to the taper being completed and QE being over. And that leaves us with a big question mark, I believe, as to what the Fed is going to do next. Because without aggressively buying in the market, who knows? Would they lower interest rates? Would they raise them? They keep on talking about raising them. I don't know if they can do that right away, because it would handcuff all the leverage out there. Axel, it's great chatting with you. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Peter Brand.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We're going to shift up our focus a little bit in this segment, talking about the Canadian currency. I'm joined right now by Peter Brandt, head of Factor Research. You can check out Peter Brandt's website at PeterLBrandt.com. Peter, we were talking off mic, chatting about the Canadian dollar. We've had a few questions on our blog asking what's going to happen to the Canadian dollar in a few different scenarios, one being if the U.S. markets really pull back, another in relation to what's going on in the ECB, what's going on over in China. First off, let's just get your overall opinion of the Canadian dollar right now.
As you know, we don't really pay attention to what effect the EU would have on the Canadian dollar or what effect China would have on the Canadian dollar. We believe that all of those factors get built into price charts. Price charts are the ultimate reflection of the macroeconomics taking place in any given market at any given time, and we rely on the charts, especially when they're clear to us. The Canadian dollar chart has been clear to us, and it has been clear to us for a considerable period of time. We became extremely negative on the Canadian dollar back in early 2013, increased our bearish position in early 2014, had to sit with a rally in the Canadian dollar from late March of this year up until late June, but really believe that that rally was simply just a correction. Now we're back into a bear trend. It's our biggest position as a trading firm is short the Canadian dollar against the U.S. dollar. We believe Canadian dollar is going back to 81 to 82 cents, and that's a considerable distance from where we closed this week. And so we're looking for an additional 10 to 12% correction in the Canadian dollar versus the greenback.
That is quite the correction right now, Peter. Do you think that this is due simply because Canada is a very commodities-based country, or does it have any impact on your assessment of how the U.S. is going to do?
Well, I think there's two factors. Another position we have is basically betting on higher U.S. interest rates in the 10-year note. And of course, what the Fed's going to do and how the Fed allows interest rates to move in the U.S. has been a point of considerable discussion and debate for some time. But it seems to us as if the path of least resistance in the U.S. is toward higher rates. Of course, that generally affects the Forex markets considerably. But also, we're seeing weakness in raw materials. We've been a bear on gold for some time. We have published extensively on gold. We posted on August 21st on our blog, we posted an analysis of why we felt the gold market could go substantially lower, in fact, all the way to 10.50 in gold to under 13 cents in silver. So that's a factor. And we're also bear on crude oil to the area of the low 80s, mid to high 70s. And, of course, that would affect the value of the Canadian dollar as well. So what the fundamentals are and how they come into play, that we're going to leave that for other people to discuss. We're going to continue to focus on the charts. It's always interesting to see when charts do play themselves out as we would expect. It's always interesting to see how the news falls into place, and sometimes, of course, it falls into place surprisingly. But we're going to rely on the charts. Charts have been bearish on the Canadian dollar for some time. Charts continue to be quite bearish on silver and gold, and those represent our positions for the time being.
Peter, I was reading over one of your recent posts on your website, which I did post a link to on our site, that was focusing on gold and silver. And the long-term trends, actually, you think that gold is still in a depressed market and has a much greater potential to go higher than silver does, don't you?
Yeah, you know, what we find is that people who are always bullish on silver tend to be illogical in their thinking. You know, they tend to listen to the doomsdayers. It's kind of when silver goes up, it's its destiny. When silver goes down, it's a manipulation and a conspiracy. And so silver bulls tend to be kind of the weird person at the dance. You know, silver is an industrial commodity. People want to call it a precious metal. And there is a precious metal component of it to the degree to which investors do collect it. That's not much of its total consumption, but it is part. Coinage is a portion of its total part. But you know, full 65 to 75% of silver consumption is industrial consumption. It's industrial metal. We believe gold is a precious metal. It is a storehouse of value. It does represent a relative value versus paper currencies. And so while as a trading firm we're short gold, I will tell you that as an individual with a safety deposit box, gold is going into the box, not coming out. I mean, I'm using these periods of weakness to continue to collect gold and put gold away. I'm a believer that most investors should have 10, 15% of their assets in gold, physical gold, not ETF gold, not futures gold, but physical gold. You know, it's just a good hedge against a lot of things, but I don't feel that same way about silver.
Peter, I think that's a very important point that you bring up there, is that it is possible to be bullish gold in the long term, but then also be able to see that short-term trading factors say that maybe you shouldn't be trading this metal. It's a great store of wealth and value and a great hedge against bad things that could come of the market, but that is that gold that you say that you're putting into your safety deposit box. When you're out there buying and selling the gold ETFs, then I think you do need to be a bit more cognizant of what's going to happen short-term wise, and that's why there is a big distinction there, and I consider myself a gold bull, but currently I don't see gold screaming higher anytime soon. You say you have your target of 1050. How likely are we to hit that target before we bounce? Or if we do hit that target, will it bounce, or is there more downside?
I would think that that's going to be the bottom. I mean, we are, when you look at gold and where it's been, we're much closer to a significant bottom than the significant top. I mean, I'm bearish. I have been bearish on gold. I have traded gold from the long side. But longer term, I'd be much more enthusiastic if our charts gave us a buy signal. It's interesting when we look back to the big bull market we had in the early 80s, gold topped at just under 1,000. Now we blew through it, and now it seems as if oftentimes what happens is a previous point of resistance becomes a point of support. So, you know, somewhere $1,000 plus, I would anticipate gold to create a pretty important bottom. Again, I am a long-term bull on gold only because I don't think much paper currency. Gold's a good buy as for an investment. Gold's a great short for a trader. So, you know, I'm kind of caught in between there.
Peter, appreciate your comments on the Canadian dollar, also on gold and silver. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with our roundtable of experts.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. The last two segments, I have a roundtable going, a roundtable of experts. Some of the regulars on our website on a day-to-day basis, some of our favorite guests. We have Gary Savage, Richard Doc Postma, and Chris Temple. Guys, let's do a weekend recap of the markets right now. We saw the conventional markets up and down, pretty much sideways, but still finished the week down. And gold really did not have a good week. Gold and silver both sold off quite consistently throughout the week. Some real signs of weakness out there. Gary, let's start with you. Some of your comments on how this week panned out for the conventional markets and gold and silver.
I continue to think that the stock market is just consolidating sideways, trying to build up energy to break through that big psychological 2000 level. I don't think we're making a bull market top or anything right here. The advanced decline line has confirmed the new highs. I haven't checked this week's COT, but last week's COT, the commercials in the combined indexes were only at a minus $7 billion on their short contracts, and we usually don't even get an intermediate top until they get to somewhere between minus 35 and minus 40. So that's telling me we're probably not forming any kind of major top. The weekly Chaikin money flows are strong as we come out of this intermediate bottom, which again would not be the case if we were making a final top. The banks have been fairly strong, and the speculative tell of the market, the biotechs, have also confirmed new highs and look like they're forming a cup and handle consolidation to me. So I think we're just consolidating here, and I think we're going to break out in the weeks ahead and make higher highs.
Doc, how do you feel about some of these comments? Higher highs for the conventional markets?
Oh, it could be right now. we're correcting again, and I don't know how far down this correction is going to go right now, but on my technicals, I can tell you that Monday we're probably going to low. The chance of closing lower are much better than 50% again. But this could be a short-term correction. I can't tell yet. But we are going to correct a little bit more here.
Chris, all the news that's coming out, except for the retail sales data that came out on Friday throughout the week, we saw higher jobless claims, a lot of Fed speak about raising interest rates. Is this all going to lead to the continued downward movement of stocks, or are we bouncing?
Well, it's going to contribute to the downward movement of stocks in some places. Not talked about very much. We'll talk about it in the next segment maybe, as the emerging markets are in some distress with capital flows reversing due to the stronger dollar and interest rates ticking up. That is what's driving everything right now. It is hurting overseas stock markets more than it is hurting ours. But we're not far from a greater reaction to it, especially if in the coming days the Fed says or does something to ratify these fears. I continue to question that. As I said earlier this week, you know, the FOMC is again, and this isn't the first time we've called it this, it's the Federal Open Mouth Committee. And they hope that if they holler boo loud enough, but don't actually do anything, then maybe some of these areas that they've targeted, like leveraged loans and the junk bonds, you know, selling for 3%, 4%, and 5%, and some sectors of the stock market being at nosebleed levels like the tech stocks and internet stocks were in 1999 and 2000, that maybe everybody will voluntarily take a half a step backward and not be quite so speculative. But you know, that's the game that the Fed plays. You know, they'll say that, but it's kind of like the preacher who you go listen to the preacher on Sunday, and he's railing against the evils of drink and the virtues of temperance, yet he's got a bottle of Jack Daniels in the pulpit he's going to hit when everybody's back is turned. You know, that's what we have with the Federal Reserve. So I don't think we're too far if we see the continued upward move in the dollar index and the continued upward move again in interest rates. We're not far from a more significant correction because the markets just can't take it.
All right, guys, let's switch it up, chat a little bit about gold right now. This was a fairly significant technical week as gold broke through the 1240 level and now is trading currently, as we're recording, right around 1230. Guys, I think as we were chatting all week, everybody was saying the gold market is not looking good. However, the gold stocks still aren't completely falling out of bed. Gary, you're up first. Your comments on where we're heading with gold.
Well, I'm looking for a daily cycle low. The earliest we might get it would be next Friday. I would say probably the Friday after that. So we've got somewhere between 5 and 10 trading days yet before that bottom comes in. And it sure looks to me like the bears are going to – they've got enough time here, and it looks like they're going to take it down and test that low at 1180 here before this daily cycle bottoms. Now, whether or not the miners decide to play catch-up in the next 2 weeks and make up for lost time is hard to say. Right now, they are showing some relative strength, and that is encouraging. We'll just have to see if they can maintain that over the next couple weeks.
Doc, looking at factors in the gold market, also looking at the dollar that is still moving upward. Gold is struggling against the dollar, but not struggling against some of the other currencies. Does this tell you anything about the future prices for gold?
Not really. Of course, the dollar being strong, most people feel inversely gold has to be weak. But I'll second what Gary said, and I've said it, I think, a couple of days ago, that I feel we're going to see probably a bottom in this move in 2 weeks. And then I think the week after we get a bounce. And then I think October is going to tell the story for us as far as gold is concerned. I think that's going to be a very important month this year for gold. And it's going to have to make it stand then or we're in trouble.
Chris, we've heard two opinions, both saying 2 weeks gold will hopefully bottom, which means there is still some downside left. Who knows? It could be significant. It could be minor. But then they're saying a bounce in 2 weeks. Are you seeing the same time frame? And if you are, what kind of bounce would you be expecting?
Well, I don't know about the time frame, but the pattern might be the same, and here's why. First of all, gold has, relative to oil, certainly done much better. I think the first thing people need to keep in mind is that gold is not being sold because people first wanted to sell gold. Gold is being sold because directional traders are all in on the strong dollar trade, and when they do things like that, they're gonna balance it with something that they can short, whether it's the euro, whether it's the yen, whether it's crude oil, whether it's gold. That's why gold is down, not because people think that gold stinks or anything like that. That's the main reason it's down. And I think that is why, to this point at least, the mining stocks, generally speaking, have been fairly resilient. Don't forget that at the end of 2013, the miners were priced for $800 gold / bankruptcy. And I think what's changed this year is that most people have come to the belief, and it's subject to change if we ever did go to 1180 and break it. But at this point in time, most people are of the opinion that, you know what, we overdid it with the miners. Gold's not going, Harry Dent's not going to be right, and gold's going to go to $300 or any of that kind of nonsense. And that, okay, now we can look at, you know, things a little bit more with a cool head and sober and figure out where things should be. And I think that's one of the reasons why mining stocks have held up, is that now, even though gold itself isn't looking great right now, the complete bearishness and everybody thrown in the towel of last year has been modified.
Well, guys, there you have it, a nice weekend wrap for the markets. I personally think that gold still has a little bit more downside. I'm along the time frame with Gary and Doc in this one. And it is good to note that gold, if we take it from January 1st of this year to today, the price, yes, we've moved up and then down. We are pretty much flat, but the miners are up. That could either be a sign, if you want to look at it, as strength. We've also had some comments of people saying that that means that the miners could move down. Chris, I like your comment that that's when they were priced for 800 gold in bankruptcy in that field. So I don't think we're going anywhere near that, which means it could be a sign of strength. Everybody stick around. We're going to continue the roundtable discussion relating how a fall in the U.S. economy or markets could impact Canada and even the rest of the world.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Coiland Economics Report. Roundtable is continuing. Gary Savage, Chris Temple, Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. Guys, a question that I wanted to address in this weekend edition came from one of our listeners saying, we know that you guys have a lot of listeners in Canada, and I'm sure a lot of people would be interested to hear what your panel of experts feel would be the impact in Canada if this correction in the U.S. markets does come, whether it is extraordinarily severe or just a significant move down negative. Would Canada, being the U.S.'s largest trading partner, really be brought down by this move, or would they somehow be able to weather the storm? Chris, let's start it off with you.
Well, I think that there's more danger, Corey, if we were to see the crude oil price, which ricocheted pretty dramatically on Thursday off of $90, which is the bottom of its long-term upward channel going back quite a long time. If we went down below that and had some market upheavals down here and there was more of a significant correction, I think there'd be pretty immediate fears of recession there because, you know, the things haven't changed a great deal. Even with the increased shale production of both oil and gas here, we still are a big export market for Canadian energy and materials. And, you know, a lot of people facetiously referred to Canada as a 51st state. I got a whole lot more respect for Canada than to call them that, which to me is an insult. But I think that that would be what Canadians have to look for, is if we had a big break in energy prices, you know, or if the Fed does more acting than talking and does actually move to not only finish unwinding QE, but, you know, seem as though they are going to raise rates sooner rather than later. That's not going to do anybody any good, because even the idea of that, we're kind of back to the mentality in the markets that we had last summer when fears of higher rates and a higher dollar started to first unwind emerging markets, and it won't take long to spread.
Now, guys, I think that this question sprung from the fact that the taper will be complete here in the next month or two, and QE3, I believe we can title that, will no longer be around. The Fed will not be purchasing $85 billion in securities and mortgage-backed securities. So people were saying maybe that the U.S. market would fall because of that. Doc, some of your comments on how Canada could be affected, but then let's also chat a little bit about the emerging markets and even China.
Well, Canada,
being a really like Australia, resource-rich country. They're already having difficulty, as we are well aware, in a lot of the resources, and they also have a pretty good oil industry. And if oil prices start to go, that, I think, is going to also be really deleterious for them. And if our stock market goes, since we're a big trading partner with them, I don't think they can avoid hurt, because then you've got the whole globe really kind of sucking wind. And I don't know how in the world Canada could rise above that at all. But as far as the emerging markets, now it's interesting that Chinese showed an increase in their exports recently again, but their imports were very poor. And we know that Brazil right now is also hurting quite a lot, and they're having trouble as well. And then you have finally Europe, which is an emerging market, but it's acting like one. And they just show no signs of a turnaround, except although there are some bright spots right now with Germany. But the whole globe right now is stuttering, and I don't think it's going to take a lot for something to happen, and then I think we're all in trouble, and Canada can't avoid that.
Well, there is so much weakness out there, and almost every country that we look to, at least to potentially become a leader and take over from the U.S., that's why I still struggle to see anybody take that reserve currency status away from the U.S. anytime soon. Gary, as we have kind of alluded to, all these markets are so connected these days that a fall in one could really lead to a fall in another, couldn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And in just a cycles perspective, pretty much all markets will follow or trail behind the U.S. market as it makes its cycle highs and lows. The one difference that I can see is that like the ECB does not prop up the European markets the way, in my opinion, the Fed does the U.S. markets. Ever since the fall of 2012, we just have not had a normal intermediate degree correction in the U.S. market. It seems that every time we start to correct, especially if it happens in front of some kind of important Fed meeting like a Humphrey Hawkins address, or the latest one was the Jackson Hole address, well, those intermediate cycles get cut short, and the market, you know, is rammed right back up to those at or close to highs, so that at every one of these meetings, the Fed doesn't have to answer any hard questions. You know, like, well, why are you tapering? The market's tanking. You shouldn't be tapering. You know, they're always protecting their stance. So, you know, if you'll notice, the European markets, they went through a normal intermediate degree correction. It lasted about a month and a half, 2 months. And that's what the U.S. should experience during these intermediate degree corrections. But for the last 2 years, our intermediate corrections have been knocked down to about 10 days. And then they get reversed, and back up we go. So I think the Fed is they're setting the stage for this market to evolve into just a huge parabolic move where nobody has any fear anymore. And then at some point the parabola collapses, and then it's game over. There's nothing the Fed can do to pump it back up. And when the U.S. market, if it does enter a parabolic advance and it does collapse, that'll take the global economy with it.
All right, guys, let's wrap it up with this question then. Gary, kind of going along those lines that you were talking, has the Fed and other central banks brought the markets all around the world to a point where once faith is lost in the Fed, there's no reason for these markets not to collapse in a fairly significant way? Gary, you up?
I don't think a collapse is going to have much to do with confidence in the Fed. I think it's just like, you know, any market, if it gets into a parabolic advance, at some point it just becomes overvalued, or if it gets too stretched above the mean, then you get professional traders. They start to take profits. They get nervous, and then that feeds on itself, and then pretty soon, you know, you've got a market crash, very similar to what happened in silver in 2011. And then there's just no easy comeback from that ever. the NASDAQ, another classic example. Parabolic Advance crashed in 2000. It's been 14 years for that to try and make a comeback. So, you know, the course the Fed has gone down of protecting this market and never letting it correct naturally is sending us on a path that could lead to one of these, a bubble and a parabolic advance and a collapse. And then, you know, who knows? Maybe it's going to be 14 or 15 years before the S&P can make new highs again.
Chris, only a minute left. Do you have anything to add to that?
Well, the Fed has to continue to foster the illusion that the economy is actually in a position where it can be healthy without its help. And we all know that that's not true. And as I've said many times, the worst nightmare, which will come, it already has in Japan, it's kind of on the edge in Europe, will bring up the rear, is when the markets make the transition from saying, oh, good, we have easy money, to, oh, my God, we still have easy money. How bad are things really? And that's when they'll really start to lose their grip on things, and that's when you will see the markets rebel against all this money printing like they did in the 1970s. We're still a little ways from that, but that's where we're headed.
The markets rebelling. I like that concept, that image that it brings to mind there, Chris. It's an interesting fact where the Fed and other central banks have brought in these markets because, quite frankly, if you've been invested in these markets for the last couple of years, you've done very, very well for yourself in investments almost in any realm. And right now, maybe is a time to figure out a way to protect those gains for what I think we all agree and consider an inevitable pullback, a fairly severe pullback in the markets. And a good way to do that is through physical gold. Also look at energy stocks, other stocks out there, not necessarily just the mainstream ones that the Fed and the mainstream media keep on pumping. Guys, I hope everybody enjoyed listening to this weekend edition of the Coiland Economics Report. Al will be back with us next week, joining us to continue our chat about where these markets are going. Everybody, thank you so much. Gary, Chris, Doc, always great talking to you guys.
The Coiland Economics Report is produced for A.B. Coiland and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Coiland, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Coiland Economics Report.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.